And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of January, 2010. It was on this day, 1977, a television miniseries premiered on ABC, watched by about 130 million people. It was the most watched TV program in history at that time. Restaurants and shops closed while it was showing. And that was the miniseries Roots, based on the book Roots, The Saga of an American Family by Alex Haley, an African-American writer who based the book loosely on research into his own family's history of slavery. The saga beginning with the young Kunta Kinte, who was captured by slave traders in Gambia, brought to America. By the end of the series, his great-grandson is finally freed at the time of the Civil War. ABC was hesitant to even broadcast the miniseries Roots because of its racial content. Almost all the white characters were depicted as evil. There were intense, dramatic scenes of rape and violence in it. ABC wasn't sure how white viewers would react, so they showed it on consecutive nights rather than spreading it out. And the previews, the trailers, made it look like the white actors were a bigger part of the series than they actually were. It was on this day, 1855, the first permanent bridge across the Mississippi opened, and that was in Minneapolis, a suspension bridge at the site of what is now the Hennepin Avenue Bridge, just above the Falls of St. Anthony. It's the birthday of the French writer Stendhal, born Marie-Henri Bayle in Grenoble in 1783. He used more than 100 pseudonyms, most famous as Stendhal, and it was as Stendhal he wrote the two novels for which he's best known, Le Rouge et le Noir, The Red and the Black, and La Chartreuse de Parme, The Charterhouse of Parma. It's the birthday of the poet Louis Zukovsky, born in New York City, 1904. His parents, Jewish immigrants from Lithuania, he grew up speaking Yiddish. As a kid, he saw Shakespeare performed in Yiddish at the local theater, learned English in school, was a good student, went to Columbia, decided to become a poet. It's the birthday of the poet John Logan, born Red Oak, Iowa, 1923, wrote 14 books of poems, including Only the Dreamer Can Change the Dream. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost, from the collected poems of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holt, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Jane Austen's Emma. A new adaptation from Masterpiece Classics is filled with matchmaking mischief and stars Johnny Lee Miller, Michael Gambon, and Romola Gary. Sunday night at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.